Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Michael J., and this is Hypothetical. This week, I'm happy to have back with me audio extraordinaire of Jenny. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me back. My dog just sniffed my arm and shocked my elbow, which just brought back like really bad hallucinations about last week and being shocked by my power supply.
You were shocked by your power supply last week. Oh yeah, you talked about that on Philosophical, didn't you?
Yeah.
All right. That's good. That's a good podcast. You should listen to it sometime.
I do every week. Oh, you mean the audience?
Well, that too.
Okay. Yeah, those guys. Yeah.
Me too.
Hi, right, audience. Well, yeah. I don't have boards.
Well, if Jenny hallucinates some more, we will start out with our warm-up game, which is going to be who, what, where, when, and why. And the topic this week is going to celebrate the fact that hopefully spring is almost here. Seems like winter is never going to end, but spring should be coming up later this month. And as a result, we are going to plant a garden. I want to know who you're planting a garden with, where you're going to plant it, what you're going to plant, and why you're doing it. So who are you going to plant a garden with, Jenny?
Okay. Ignoring all the various Disney songs I could go ahead and put there. Yeah. Thanks to your references for cold, planting gardens, and everything else. This is actually kind of a hard one. I have a black thumb.
Okay.
So everything I try to grow dies. So
have you tried growing weed?
No.
Okay.
Although come to think of it, thank you for helping me figure out the who and what. So we're going to bring Bob Ross back.
Okay.
And he's going to help me grow a bunch of happy little plants.
Oh boy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So Bob Ross and I are going to move down to Arizona, and we're going to go ahead and get some primo land up in the pine forest area.
Okay.
And we're going to start growing some seven-leaved clover.
Huh. Interesting. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Legally or illegally? Like, are you going to get licensed or?
Oh, yeah. We're going to go full license, dispensary, all that good stuff.
Okay. So you're turning it into like a business.
Oh, yeah. Bob Ross was an upright citizen, man. I'm not going to taint his, like, legal record for this stuff. We're going to do it right.
All right. Well, now I want to know what you're going to call your weed. Because everybody's got, like, some clever name for their brand of weed.
I was going to come up with, like, a stupid name like Token Bob, but make it like toking as in toking a joint.
Okay.
But I'm sure Bob would come up with a much better name for it.
Or at least paint a logo for it.
he'd probably what was his show called? The Joy of Painting or something?
Sure.
Huh.
What was it called? The Bob Ross Show?
Maybe.
It was called The Joy of Painting.
Oh wow, I was right. Okay. So in this case we would call our shop The Joy of Toking.
Okay.
Yes. And like all of the different blends that we grow would be based off of various catchphrases. So like we'd have a blend called There's No Such Thing as an Accident.
Okay. That seems fitting.
Another blend called Happy Mistake. Oh. Another blend called Everyone Deserves a Friend. He had a lot of uplifting sayings, man.
Yeah. I mean, there is an element of feasibility here, like besides mm-hmm. the fact that it'd be hard to resurrect a dead man.
Well, this is hypothetical.
That's true, but I'm trying to get you actually like an actual business.
Well, we're also going to resurrect him using our number one blend.
Oh yeah, what's that?
It's called Frogro.
Frogro, is that like a chia pet?
Yeah, I mean you remember Bob Ross's Fro, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, so using our number one blend, Frogro, we're going to grow a new Bob Ross body to, like, transplant what we bring back from the dead into it. I've been reading some really weird sci-fi books, man. You're just going to have to run with it.
I was about to ask if you're already smoking your weed that you're growing in Arizona.
No, I live in a state where drug tests are still a thing. So, nope, I've had a clean record there for the last ever.
All right. So why are you going to start growing weed with Bob Ross in Arizona? Just to make a living or?
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm taking a figure that the majority of young Americans today think he was completely stoned anyways to begin with.
Okay.
Even though he was kind of an upright citizen.
Yeah.
But I mean, no better way to make money than take a real chill figure from the past that is really good at making a plan and going with it and is really humble and cool, which would really appeal to the stoner culture.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, hey, I've seen Half Baked and How High and every other stoner movie growing up because, well, why not? Hey, Dave Chappelle's funny, man.
Well, this is there's an element of sensibility to this plan.
There is. There actually is. I mean, one of the best business things you can do is pick a trend that is in its infancy and get in on the ground floor. And right now, weed, even though it's becoming popular in more and more states, is still in its infancy as far as the actual marketability in the modern day.
Well, you're getting in below the ground floor because you actually have to dig 6 feet under to start yours.
Wow.
Just say.
Does that qualify as a dad joke or an Undertaker joke?
I have no idea what that qualifies for. I think it qualifies for me to tell you what kind of garden I'm going to plant, though.
Yeah, I think I covered the big four here. So what about your garden of joy?
I'm going a totally different direction than you.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
Not growing weed.
Right.
Not growing any plants for that matter. Or flowers.
Gummy snakes?
No, it's gross.
Oh.
Like really gross.
Okay.
So I'm going to plant a garden with Dale, how do I pronounce his last name? Dale Chihuly, I think it is. He's the famous glass artisan. He makes these like ridiculous glass sculptures and things. And he has like the Bellagio in Vegas. He has this installation. It's like glass flowers hanging from the ceiling. They're just like extraordinarily, I don't know, detailed, crazy, cool. All sorts of good adjectives. So, okay. Because like you, I have a black thumb. I don't know anything about planting a garden. So I figure why make a garden that I don't know how to actually build? And also, if he makes the garden and the garden is made out of glass, I don't have to water it.
Okay, so you're staying on brand.
Pretty much. So, and we're going to keep this garden. This is going to be an indoor garden.
Okay.
Right? Because I'm not sure how well glass will hold up to the elements outside.
Well, it depends on where you do it. I mean, if you do it in Chicago, I think it'll be fine. If you do it in Phoenix, then yeah, you might have problems.
We can get some heat in the summertime here sometimes. But so what I think I'm going to do is, we're going to do it indoors. Maybe it'll be a traveling garden. I'm not sure yet, but we're going to do it indoors somewhere. It'll be open to the public so people can come and enjoy Dale's work that I'll take credit for because he's planning it with me. And it's going to be just like an extraordinary garden. It's going to be huge. It's going to look like, it's going to be the size of like an actual botanical garden. You know, like the ones that are like multiple acres wide. This is going to be just like the world's largest art installation, essentially. And it's going to be all glass flowers. But some of the flowers, and you won't know which ones, are going to have like, they're going to have things hidden in them. Like seltzer water that'll spray out at you as you're looking at it. Sort of like a clown prank, like a slapstick kind of thing.
Okay.
So you'll be going through this nice, beautiful, extravagant glass garden. You'll be staring at a glass sunflower, all of a sudden it'll just spray you.
This is starting to sound like some Hunger Games stuff.
Why do they spray people with water in Hunger Games?
No, but everything is fake in their capital city.
Oh.
And it's a fake garden with things that are hidden that will bring you either extreme joy or extreme torment.
It'll be all joy for me. It'll be all joy for me watching people react to getting sprayed in the face when they weren't expecting it.
Yep, definitely Hunger Games. You are President Snow.
Okay. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but okay. I'll go with it.
I don't know. He was a ruthless tyrant.
Yeah, no, I mean, this is open to the public. I'm trying to like, I'm bringing culture to the world here with this, you know, amazing art installation. I'm just adding a little bit of fun to it.
So you're going to like sit back and watch him work for the months and years it's going to take him to do all the different glass flowers?
Yeah. I mean, I'll have input into it. I'll tell him, you know, like, yeah, that's not the right shade of purple.
Okay.
I want something a little darker, brighter, whatever.
Could you lower the hue for the next batch?
I'll like go in there with like a color meter and be like, yeah, you're off by whatever amount of whatever color. Like I want Pantone 328, not 327.
Okay.
And then he'll make 328. I'll be like, no, actually, I want 327. Actually, let's make that 326. Oh, no, that's too light.
For people listening,
let's go 329.
I have worked with Michael on a project where colors are involved. He does this. It turned out good, but still, he does this.
Right. But in the end, it turns out great.
After how many arguments?
No arguments.
No, just me typing in all caps. A lot.
I expect that Dale Chihuly will be
a pure gentleman about it.
Yeah, he'll be a little bit more accommodating.
Oh, okay. 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 Yeah. So I guess the big question, are you actually going to do this in Vegas or where are you going to do it?
You know, as of now, we'll start in Chicago. And maybe it'll be a traveling exhibition. So it'll go other places like Vegas.
You're going to leave your house?
No, that's why I'm putting it in Chicago. It's going to be so big that you'll be able to see it for like miles.
So have you already started using eminent domain to evict your neighbors and make room for all these things that hypothetical is doing?
I don't want it that close to my house.
Oh, okay.
I don't want the traffic.
Oh, so you want to put it by the giant bean downtown?
That might be a little too far. I don't want to have to travel that far.
Just
if I do want to go visit.
Just use one of your episodes of Hypothetical to build a high-speed rail line that goes directly from your house to downtown, and it only has one seat.
Yeah, but can you imagine the construction outside my house and they build that?
That's why you do it for an episode of Hypothetical.
Oh, okay.
All this stuff magically appears in the blink of an eye.
All right.
You know, if they ever made an animated version of this show, it would be the most messed up thing on the face of the earth.
Kidding? It would be the greatest cartoon ever invented.
If any animators are listening to this, get on that now.
It would be better than any classic Saturday morning cartoon.
Really?
And The Simpsons and Family Guy.
That's not hard to do, but Saturday morning cartoons, you're really going to put it that high?
Yep. Better than the Flintstones. Better than the Jetsons. It would be the greatest cartoon of all time.
Man, that's putting it on a high pedestal there.
It's hypothetical. I could put it on any pedestal I want.
Of course. Of course.
All right. Well, before I make this all about me, let's jump into the main game.
Okay.
And tonight's main game is that we are going to create superheroes. I want to know the name of your superhero. You can have more than one. You can even have a squad. If you do have a squad, I want to know the name of that squad. Describe your hero's superpowers. How'd your hero get their superpowers? What does your superhero's costume look like? Where does your superhero live? Does your superhero have an alter ego? Tell us about one of the most heroic accomplishments your superhero is known for. And what does your superhero or squad like to do in their free time?
So do we each come up with one or do we want to workshop this?
We could each come up with one.
And because that's can help. Quite a bit.
We can help workshop. Don't worry. We'll get you through it.
Okay. When I first saw this one and I saw the laundry list of things that you wanted to come up with here.
Yeah.
I thought about being really salty and calling my superhero Shedding Dog Man.
Okay.
Whose whole purpose was to walk around just constantly shedding fur and making people itch.
Is that a hero or a villain?
Yeah, then I realized I created a villain.
Okay.
Yeah, you could tell it was a day. Then I got into the spirit of hypothetical.
Okay.
And I came up with Fader Boy.
Fader Boy. F-A-D-E-R?
Yeah, Fader Boy. Yeah, F-A-D-E-R.
Okay.
And his superpower is to automatically, well, his superpower is to mentally control the fader of a board in a studio anywhere in the world. He has a sense that lets him know when the audio engineer is either riding the fader too hard or not riding it hard enough, when the vocal needs to be just a little hotter, or if the EQ needs to be moved, and he can just sense it and he moves it. Doesn't matter where he is. He could be in New York and sense a disturbance in LA and he can fix it with the power of his mind.
He's already my favorite superhero simply because you mentioned a board.
Oh, and he also does it through a 100 gigabit connection to every recording studio on the face of the earth.
Does he, yeah. It's a superhero that never leaves his house?
Well,
his office?
I don't think he would really have time to do much travel. There's a lot of music and audio being created in the world every second.
Right.
And Fader Boy, he still has some growing to do. But okay. Fader Boy, he'd be quite busy. I think he'd have to outsource some of his stuff, which is why he would need the internet connection as well.
Right.
So he could program some type of automation that could take his most trusted fixes, and there'd be an algorithm that he'd have to come up with that reaches out and pings every recording studio on the face of the earth and constantly pulls data from it. And if that data comes back with this engineer's being a complete idiot and trying to boost the vocal 7 dB above where it needs to be, the algorithm can do some of the work. That way Fader Boy can get a vacation every once in a while.
Okay. Where would Fader Boy vacation?
So I think he would have to stay on brand. So some of the biggest pop stars own their own islands.
Okay.
So Fader Boy would buy Hawaii.
Huh. Okay.
That way he could stay on brand.
The island of Hawaii or the state of Hawaii?
Both.
Well, the island is part of the state. So I just don't know if he's going to buy like all the islands or.
Yeah, he would buy the whole Hawaiian archipelago.
Okay.
Archipelago or archipelago?
I have no idea. Somebody will call in a complaint and tell us the answer.
Yeah, I know I pronounced it wrong somewhere. But yeah, he would buy Hawaii, all of it, and kick everyone out. Huh. Yeah.
Interesting. All right, so you know, most superheroes have a costume.
Yes.
But he doesn't seem to leave his office when he's in superhero mode. Does he have a costume? And if so, what is it?
He does have a costume.
Okay.
So you're familiar with the world-renowned DJ Deadmau5, correct?
Yeah.
How he wears that giant mouse head that's got the screens on it and does all the cool light show stuff?
Sure.
Okay.
I'll go along with that.
So Fader Boy is dressed up in all black.
Okay.
But his clothing is an OLED screen, like a flexible OLED screen all the way from top to bottom.
Okay.
And you know how, like in the Matrix, you got the green stuff floating down from the top of the screen?
Yeah.
When he moves a fader with his mind, you see the fader he moved adjust on the OLED screen on his body.
That's cool.
So all you see is real time of what he's doing on his outfit.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So does Fader Boy have an arch nemesis?
Yes.
Who would that be?
Mariah Carey. Yeah. That is probably every audio engineer's nemesis is Mariah Carey.
just because she can get so high.
Among other things, I mean, if you've read half of the horror stories that have been put out there.
Yeah, or because she's a diva.
Exactly. So she is, because Fader Boy is the world-renowned audio engineer to the world, his arch nemesis would definitely be Mariah Carey.
Okay.
And Rebecca Black. And sometimes Katy Perry. It just depends on the day. Mainly on the 4th of July for Katy Perry.
Okay, I'm going to leave that one there. How did Fader Boy get his superpowers?
Well, he was playing in a prog rock band in college.
Of course.
And they were recording at the Half Roast Java Club. And during the recording of their show, his bass amp shocked him. And he went flying through a drum set. And the stick hit the engineer. And so he had to fill in for the engineer during the show, and he realized partway through that he didn't have to touch the board anymore. Huh. He was permanently jacked into the boards.
Interesting.
And then he started moving boards halfway across town, and people at the club started getting phone calls. Man, this is going crazy. Like, I'm at a club. I'm at this rave, and the DJ is not even having to do anything. He just walked off stage. He didn't even hit spacebar. The Mac controlled itself.
Interesting.
What did I just say?
That
I just winged that entire thing.
Oh, I thought you were testing me like I wasn't paying attention or something.
No, I just winged that entire thing. Hopefully it made sense.
It did.
Okay, cool.
I mean, realistic versus make sense, two different things, but yeah.
I mean, come on, radioactive spider.
Oh, it's totally realistic.
Right. Superheroes don't have to have realistic origin stories.
I know.
Thank God.
Where does your superhero live?
Ooh, okay. That one we have to be on brand again. Okay. So, where is South by Southwest? That's
Austin.
Is it Austin? I thought it was Austin. San Antonio.
No, Austin, Texas.
Okay, cool. So he's living in Austin.
Okay.
Yeah.
Does he have an alter ego?
He does.
Okay. Tell me about this alter ego.
So the alter ego is Skrillex's brother.
Okay. Is Skrillex's brother known for something?
No, but Skrillex is. Right. So with him being Skrillex's brother, then, I mean, that creates a good alter ego because then he can drop the bass anytime he wants.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
I mean, I threw in a whole spacebar reference in there, so I figured I might as well just run with it.
All right. So tell me about one of Fader Boy's most heroic accomplishments.
I think that would have to be the time where he saved Richard Branson's life. So going back to his arch nemesis, Mariah Carey.
Yeah.
Carey's in the studio. She's had way too much to drink. Like, you know, the line of fine wines and champagnes that she's got named after herself. She was like knocking them back something fierce. And Richard walked in right as she was going into this huge tirade and starts throwing bottles at him, and then grabs a Gibson guitar off the wall and starts swinging it around. And Fader Boy, sensing this disturbance in the recording studio, just starts shooting knobs off the mixing board at Mariah Carey, like nonstop, just full bore, like shotgun shells, like literally buckshot, giving Richard enough time to escape the studio. Yeah.
That's which issue of your comic of the Fader Boy comic book is that in?
That one is in issue Infinity.
Okay.
Huh. Yeah.
Didn't realize there were so many issues already out, Fader Boy.
Well, every issue is issue Infinity.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah, because it's a never ending story. And they can all go out of order. It doesn't matter. It all makes sense from one to the other.
It sure does. At least
it's like a loop, man. You can just put it in repeat.
Ah, I see. Clever.
There you go. See, there was a reason to that.
I suppose so. All right. So what does, last question for you. What does Fader Boy like to do in his free time?
He likes to put on Bose noise-canceling headphones and just play static through his ears.
I would have taken him more for the, remember, what is like, maybe early 90s, those Maxell commercials.
Oh God. Yeah.
The guy would sit in his black leather chair, put on the headphones
and listen to Ride of the Valkyries.
Right. That's how I kind of picture Vader Boy a little bit.
Doing no, like in his free time. He senses so much bad music in his life that when he's not working, he puts on the noise canceling headphones, walks into a pitch black room with no furniture, sits in the middle, and just puts on static.
Okay. So he just wants to like
dull his
sense. Yeah. No sense. All senses turned off.
He hits the mute button of life.
Okay.
And fades to black.
Let's see. All right, cool. So I look forward to buying issue Infinity of Vader Boy. Sounds like a good comic book, even though I don't read comic books these days. So.
Oh, hey. We'll get the world-renowned hypothetical artists to go ahead and make the comic book for it.
Sounds good to me.
There you go. So what about your superhero? What's the name here?
Well, I got a squad.
Of course.
Of course, right. Because, you know, why just one? I haven't really thought the squad through, but you're going to work with me here.
Okay.
All right, so
Scooby and the gang doesn't count. That's already taken.
What was that?
Scooby and the gang doesn't count. It's already taken.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Don't worry. No, these are real superheroes.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. So the squad, the working title for the squad right now, because I can't really think of a good squad name, is going to be The Misadventures. Because I only know
Have you ever noticed a theme with some of the things you come up with?
Yeah.
Like Everything You Know Is Wrong, Songs of Disappointment. Misadventures?
No, Miss Avengers.
Oh, Miss Avengers. I thought you said, oh, yeah, okay.
Miss Avengers.
Still, that doesn't make it better, Michael.
You know, like the Avengers, because that's like one of maybe two or three superhero squads that I can think of. But the Miss Avengers.
Did somebody step on your ice cream as a kid? Is that what's wrong?
No. No, not at all. I'm totally happy.
Okay.
Mr. Positive. So
Miss Avengers. Okay.
Yeah. Miss Avengers. The whole story behind the Miss Avengers is they have good intentions, but bad methods.
Okay.
Good intentions, bad methods. That's their thing. Okay.
Ernest Goes to the White House.
Oh, I forgot about those movies. Should I tell you who's in the squad?
Yeah, you might as well now that I'm imagining Ernest goes to camp.
Yeah, no, it's no Ernest. Well, these are real
Ernest.
These are real superheroes.
Oh, okay.
Right.
So they're not just flinging toilets at a construction crew.
No.
Okay. No.
So like, for example, one of the Miss Avengers is Money Man, and he is a literal money man. If somebody gets into trouble, he goes and bribes whoever he needs to bribe to get that person out of trouble. He's the money man.
Off air, he's Michael Cohen. Oh, wait.
I'm just saying. He's the money man.
Oh, boy.
Right?
I don't think that makes it better, Michael.
I'm just saying he's, you know, he fixes things with money.
Okay, so he's Captain Bribery.
I'm not saying where he's getting the money from. I don't know. That's, you know, maybe there'll be an origin story about him someday, but in the meantime, it's part of the mystery. So,
okay, keep going. So we've got Money Man.
Money Man.
Looks like Uncle Moneybags from Monopoly, but a little bit more crooked.
Well, he's got good intentions. Don't forget that.
Right. Moneybags doesn't care. He's an evil person.
Right. No, Money Man. I don't know who Money Bags is.
You've never played Monopoly?
Oh, no, I know that. I thought you meant like you were renaming my superhero.
No. Your superhero is fine because he's doing it for good. He's not trying to bankrupt everybody. Okay.
Right. Yeah, he's not stealing money from people.
Okay.
At least that we're aware of.
So we've got the money. So who's your getaway driver? I mean, wait, superheroes.
Superheroes, yes. All right. So joining Money Man on the Miss Avengers is incredibly questionable hygiene and
Okay, so right. Pigpen.
So maybe he goes to the bathroom and doesn't wash his hands. And then he prepares a meal for somebody who's about to commit a crime.
Oh. Okay, so, that makes it better.
Right. I mean, good intentions, not so great methods.
Okay.
You know, every squad's got like, you know, you've got your superstars, and then you've got your guys that are like your role players. You just need them for like certain tasks. They don't have to do a lot, but when they do something, it can be important. It can help the team. And that is the role of the pants man, who, if he sees a robber or, you know, somebody trying to steal a purse or something, he goes into pantses them, pulls down their pants. So then they trip over their feet.
I see so many lawsuits stemming from that.
He's a superhero.
Yeah, but villain can always counter sue.
Yeah, but he's got Money Man on his squad, so he'll be fine.
Okay. We'll get into the holes in your squad here a little bit later. So
right.
Okay.
Right. So the pants man, you know, he helps the little old lady who just got her purse snatched, or you know, somebody goes and steals something or other. He's there to help catch the crook.
Okay.
Then there is joining Money Man and incredibly questionable hygiene and DePants Man is Hair Devil. And Hair Devil goes after the bullies. You know, the people that think they're better than everybody else and they just try to bully people.
Okay.
And what Hair Devil does is gives really awful haircuts. Like embarrassingly bad haircuts.
Isn't that just a barber at Supercuts?
No, like makes the barber at Supercuts look like Vidal Sassoon.
Oh, snap.
Yeah, like, I mean, we're talking haircuts, but not necessarily scissors.
Wait, like cutting someone's hair with a rabid chinchilla?
Who knows what his methods are? You'll have to read the comic to find out.
Okay. Kind of scared, kind of wondering what's going to happen and wanting to watch or read.
Right, so he just, you know, he helps make bullies realize that they might have flaws too. He might have caused the flaw, but hey, he.
I'm sorry, you now have all these scars from an angry weasel ripping your face.
Just saying, probably not going to pick on anybody if you just had angry weasels that have just chopped off half your hair in random places.
Okay, so you've got a pantser, a weasel barber. A person that doesn't wash, and a person that walks around and has a never-ending Black American Express card.
Yep, so far. We still have a few more to go.
A few more?
Yeah, just three more, I think, for now.
Oh, okay.
So the next superhero up is Dr. Malpractice.
Okay, how does this one work?
Well... But, you know, some of the more notorious criminals, especially like the drug lords and stuff, they, you know, they have a lot of money. They've been successful in their illegal trades. And they will try and go and, you know, get like plastic surgery or something so that they can't be identified. And so that they can, you know, escape justice. So Dr. Malpractice is the doctor to those types of people. He finds out that there's some bad guy, bad person, maybe a drug lord or something who's going in for plastic surgery to change his appearance. And he goes in and botches the whole job.
Okay.
Again, good intentions, not so great methods.
So is he above like making sure that they don't wake up from anesthetic?
Oh, no, they'll wake up. I mean, that's part of his shtick is he wants them to have to come to terms with the fact that he just...
Okay, so he's not a cold-blooded killer, is
no,
what you're saying.
No. These okay. are superheroes. They're people that... These are heroes that kids will look up to.
Okay.
Maybe.
I hope not. I seriously hope not. especially questionable hygiene, man.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point.
Kids, shower twice a day and brush your teeth three times a day and wash after everything.
All right. So next superhero in the squad is Plunder Woman.
You said plunder, not plunger, right?
Correct. Not plunger, because I really don't know what her superpower would be then.
Well, this group's already down the toilet, so they may need someone to help get them through.
Oh, there goes your dad joke quota for the week.
Wait, that qualifies as a dad joke?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, this episode's over. That was fun. Thank you, guys. You can... Oh, wait.
I gotta tell you
what... So what does Plunder Girl do?
Plunder Woman. Not to be confused with... Plunder
Woman, okay.
Yeah, not to be confused with Wonder Woman. She steals. As simple as that. She steals from the bad guys.
So you brought in Amy Winehouse.
I'm just saying, I don't know if she can sing or not.
But you brought in a klepto, so...
Right. But she steals only from bad people, the villains. That's all. Like, she might, you know, steal some rubles from Vladimir Putin or something.
Oh, wow. So in the very first issue, she's captured by the KGB and we never hear from her again.
Well, I mean, it's not any worse than what the Hair Devil did to Kim Jong-un.
Dude. His haircuts are the worst.
Right? See, Hair Devil's good at his job.
I mean, I had the obligatory bowl cut growing up at least twice, and mine were never that bad. I even had a mullet for a week and a half, and it wasn't that bad.
All right. You want to know the last character of the squad?
You've already scared me enough. We might as well go full Monty.
Oh, that's funny you mentioned that.
What?
Because this superhero is the greatest superhero of all time.
Okay. People, I don't actually know what Michael's going to say before he says stuff. So I apologize for my clairvoyance there at the beginning and him coming up with a character that you might as well just go ahead and whip it out. What's this character's name?
Wow, you're doing good with this one.
Oh, wait. Damn it.
Yeah, no, this superhero, like I said, greatest superhero of all time. There's a whole movement behind him. Yes.
No.
It's Superman Keeney.
No. Yep, no.
Superman Keeney. He's Superman's grandson.
Now, just out of curiosity here, Michael.
Yeah.
You gave me multiple options for the main game. Was a Mankini going to be an answer in
no, all I just of came those? Up with, I just came up with that because that's create a superhero squad. Let me tell you about Superman Keeney's costume.
Is it as bad as the red Mankini from Zardoz?
No, it's a Mankini. It's a blue Mankini. It's got a yellow.
So it's not red.
Yeah, it's got a yellow and red crest on it, on the chest, right?
Mankinis don't have chests.
Well, it depends on the Mankini.
That's some not are, how Mankinis work, man. They're like the ultimate flying V.
No, that's just the Borat Mankini. There's plenty of other.
That's also the Zardoz Mankini.
I can send you links to plenty of them that you can get on Amazon.
Okay, the only Mankini that counts is the Zardoz / Borat Mankini.
All right, fine. You know what I'll do? We'll change his costume. We'll put the Superman Keeney crest right in the middle of the Mankini.
The area,
yes.
You know, I just thought about something here. Me arguing with you over what constitutes a Mankini just made this 20 times worse.
No.
Because now to stare, now to recognize.
You say worse, I say better.
No, because now to recognize your superhero, you have to stare directly at a person wearing a Mankini's junk.
He'll also be wearing a red cape. If that makes any better.
You do not recover from this. You do not recover from staring at a guy with a red cape and junk signifying that he's a superhero.
Yeah. And he could fly, just like his grandfather, Superman.
That doesn't make it better.
I'm just saying. And, you know, he's got his superpower, besides the fact that he can fly, the way he, you know, prevents crime or bad things from happening is he just shows up in his Mankini and everybody flees, including the bad guys. The bad guys just go, hey, we're sorry. We'll go. We'll be good now. We don't want to see this anymore.
Yeah.
That's it. So those are the Miss Avengers. Money Man, Incredibly Questionable Hygiene, the Pants Man, Hair Devil, Dr. Malpractice, Plunder Woman, and of course, Superman Keeney.
Why?
Is this not the greatest superhero squad of all time?
No.
Oh, I thought it was. I'm looking forward to the comic books, the cartoons, the live action movies.
I mean, I'll put him up there with Harvey Birdman, Attorney at Law, but I'm not going to put him up there with like Scooby-Doo.
Scooby-Doo wasn't a superhero. It was a cartoon.
He had his moments.
Okay, sure.
Okay, I'm not going to put him up there with Underdog or Freakazoid.
I'm just saying.
But I will put him up there with Harvey Birdman.
I'm just saying, Miss Avengers is going to be the next great superhero franchise.
Well, considering anything they do is going to be better than the Spider-Man movies, I guess that's okay. Yeah. Wow. I think I just gave more work to Jerkface on that one.
So I gave you 7 characters, so I'm not going to go through each one because we'll be here all night.
We might as well just focus on the big one. How did Superman Keeney get his superpower?
That's a good question.
Yeah, we might as well focus on the big question mark just sticking out there like a sore thumb.
So Superman Keeney got his superpower when he was hosting a podcast called Hypothetical.
Wait, what?
I'm Superman Keeney's alter ego. Who else is going to wear the Mankini?
What? 34 episodes to get to this?
Who else is going to wear the Mankini?
You actually bought a Mankini? Is this what you're trying to tell me now? You're trying to tell me that this is how you justified buying a Mankini?
I'm not saying anything about buying Mankinis. I'm just saying the Super Mankini's alter ego is me.
God, Michael.
Your friendly host of Hypothetical.
You know, normally I complain about your audio being all over the place, but mine's going to be horrendous this episode.
I'm just saying, I've played a 34 episode long con to let you know that I'm a superhero.
That lives in the Chicagoland area.
Yes. Or so I claim.
And I'm guessing that your most heroic accomplishment is starting Hypothetical.
I hadn't thought about that, but yeah, we'll go with that.
Wow, mind equals blown. I can't top that. That's actually, wow.
That's it for this episode of Hypothetical. Where can people find you online if you want them to find you, Jenny?
Well, they can support all the weird stuff I do at patreon.com/theinkedwell. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram at The Inked Well, and take a look at the random YouTube stuff I do, like coffee reviews and stationery reviews, over at youtube.com/c/theinkedwell.
Excellent. Well, thank you for joining me. I appreciate it. Thanks for listening, and be sure to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at _hypothetical, and subscribe to Hypothetical in your podcast player of choice. As always, if you have any complaints about anything we discussed, with the exception of Superman Keeney, you can give us a call at 937-63-HYPER. That's 937-634-9737, or send us an email to complain@hypothetical.show. Until next time, this is Hypothetical.